Good morning, good people. In the last pages of his Kenilworth, Sir Walter Scott tells how Varney set the springtrap outside the Countess of Leicester's door, and then, descending to the courtyard of the castle, imitated the Earl's familiar whistle. The Countess rushed out, as she thought, to greet her lord, and was hurled by the trap to her doom. Even Varney's accomplice was horrified at the method that his companion had adopted. "Oh, if there be judgment in heaven," he cried, "thou hast deserved it and wilt meet it. Thou hast destroyed her by means of her best affections. It is a seething of the kid in the mother's milk." Sir Walter Scott thus skilfully reveals the inner meaning of the antique and thrice repeated interdict. The mother's milk is nature's beautiful provision for the life and sustenance of the kid. Thou shalt not pervert that which was intended to be a ministry of life into an instrument of destruction. Thou shalt not take the most sacred things in life and apply them to base and ignoble ends. The wifely instinct that led the Countess to rush forth to welcome her husband was one of the loveliest things in her womanhood. Yet Varney employed it as the agency by which he destroyed her. Life is full of delicate, exalted, and noble impulses, such as the love of music, the thirst for knowledge, the craving for society, the passion for sport, and the attraction of the sexes for each other, any one of which impulses may, notwithstanding its inherent purity and sublimity, be degraded into a means of moral and spiritual debasement. The cross itself is the most amazing and the most awful of all the things designed to minister to the life of the world. Yet the New Testament most impressively warns men that, by neglecting it or scorning it, they may convert into the instrument of their condemnation the divine sacrifice which was offered for their redemption. Let us pray. O eternal God, the light of the minds that know thee, the joy of the hearts that love thee, the strength of the wills that serve thee, grant us so to know thee that we may truly love thee, and so to love thee that we may freely serve thee, whose service is perfect freedom, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.